We're going to talk about the book Atomic Habits, some of the key points, takeaways. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? So we're coming from our new house. What we're going to talk about today is we're going to do a little quick and dirty video on Atomic Habits by James Clear. Now, this is going to be like a two-part, I guess, breakdown where we're going to kind of explain some of the key points from it. So look out for part two coming very, very soon. But before we jump right in, why might it even be important to learn, you know, I guess, new habits or remove old habits? I'll leave you with a quote from Dr. Mike Murdoch. He says, "You don't decide your future, you decide your habits. And your habits, they decide your future." Think about it. Have you ever known anybody who had a habit of being slothful or lazy? Ever known anybody that's made it a habit to show up to meetings or to work late? How about somebody who has the habit of being early, on time, and prepared for the day? Which person would you prefer to hire, or would you trust to get stuff done? When just looking at these small examples that I just gave you, you can see how quickly a small habit could actually affect your future. In an interview with the author, James Clear, you know, he states that he named this book The Atomic Habits for three main reasons. Like atoms, habits should be small and easy to do. The second reason is that atoms are the fundamental building blocks in life, which are similar to how habits are the building blocks basically for our lives, right? The third reason is the atomic energy is a source of immense power. Just like strong habits, they have immense power in our lives. So, peeps, in this video right here, we're going to focus on the four laws of habit formation. The first law is to make it easy. The first step of this is the 2-minute rule. When you have to start a new habit, it should take you about 2 minutes or less. Many times when people want to start a new habit, they usually set some of these huge goals, right? They want to play their favorite song on guitar. They want to, you know, run a marathon. They want to end up with like 8 or 10% body fat, etc. These all involve great habits, but they can be a little bit overwhelming to start. This is why the 2-minute rule comes in very, very handy. So break down a habit that you want to start into smaller steps. If you want to exercise 5 times per week, break it down into like putting on your shoes and walking out the door. Next, you can drive to the gym and work out for 2 minutes, then 5 minutes, then 15, then go in 2 days per week, and then 3 days, etc. If your habit is to read, say, 20 books by the end of the year, start by reading 1 page per day. You want to make this very, very easy, so that way you can kind of master this habit just by actually putting in a little bit of work that'll then kind of grow into your 20 books per year, right? After you've made the habit easy and you're actually doing it, then you can actually add the next small steps and repeat this until you've actually reached the habit that you originally wanted. This is basically exposure therapy. You build comfort and then you add it to getting closer and closer to the original habit idea. One way to help with habits is to use commitment devices. These commitments, they kind of help bind you to good habits and restrict the bad habits. Mr. Clear gave an example of a friend of his that wanted to go to bed a little bit earlier. Some things that were keeping him up were, I don't know, he was online, you know, just searching stuff, or he was watching TV, you know, streaming stuff, all that kind of things. And his commitment solution was to buy a timer switch and basically plug it into the internet modem. So that way at 10 p.m., the switch cut power to the actual modem itself and the internet was gone. Then guess what? He could go to bed. Like we've mentioned in some other videos, if your habit is to be more productive and not spend time on distracting websites, there is software that can help block these sites. He also encourages us to use friction in the right way to build habits. One way to do this is to optimize your environment. Make it easier on yourself to succeed, because the law of least effort states that people naturally choose the easiest of two similar options. So here's some examples for you. If you want to practice a guitar regularly, why don't you put it on a stand where you spend a lot of time, like maybe next to your desk or your TV or your living room? You get the idea. Maybe if you want to eat healthier, only keep healthy food in your house. If you drive a lot and it makes it difficult to eat healthy, why don't you bring a healthy lunch with you? If you want to read more, why don't you leave the book on your nightstand, or even better, leave it on your pillow, and don't let yourself move it until you've actually picked it up and you read a page or two. So law number two is to make it satisfying. You want to choose habits that complement your talents, strengths, and passion. What do you have a talent for? What do you have a passion for? What is fun for you, but it feels like work to other people? Something where you kind of enter a flow state and you're super focused and the whole world just kind of fades away. So to bring back the exercise example, if you hate running, why build a habit of running 3 to 5 times a week? Because it's good for you? Why not find something that you enjoy, like soccer, martial arts, or rock climbing, salsa dancing, whatever it is? There are so many different forms of exercise. Why do you choose the one that you kind of hate to do? Why do you choose the one that you should do? Why not choose something you actually want to do? And then you'll probably have a better chance of actually making it happen. Also, under law number two is accountability. He mentioned a few different methods for this. One is a habit contract, where you make either a verbal or some kind of written agreement to complete a certain habit. You can also have what's called like an accountability partner. One example of how you could use this is if, say, you wanted to work out 5 days per week. If you missed maybe one workout, you'd end up having to pay your friend or your accountability partner $200. That might make you accountable, right? The third law is to make it obvious. One way to do this, obviously, is to reward yourself for good habits with no immediate reward. We've talked about this before in some of the other videos. If you want to work out, you don't go home and boom, you've got 6-pack abs. It takes time, right? This is a long-term reward. So maybe while you're in the gym or, you know, doing that exercise bike at home, maybe you watch a show that you like, listen to your favorite podcast, or maybe watch your favorite YouTube channel about crypto. I don't know, maybe that guy Beatles. Who knows? But anyways, you're supposed to have these little rewards for yourself. Implementation intention is another part of the third law. Having a plan can make a huge difference in habit formation. The book gives us an example of three different groups of people that, I guess, want to start exercising. Their goal is to exercise more. So the three groups were, one was the control, and then the other group was kind of given information about how the exercise is useful and can physically help that group of people. And then the third group actually made a plan implementation. The first two groups, they resulted in 35 to 38% of the people actually exercising once per week. And then guess what? On the third group, 91% of those people actually started exercising at least once per week. That is a pretty huge difference if you ask me. Now, the fourth law for forming new habits is to make it attractive. We're talking super hot, like a 10, right? And then to change your tribe, it means surrounding yourself with people that have qualities that you want. One thing that you're going to hear, you know, a whole bunch of different times when you're reading these self-improvement books is that you are the sum of your 5 closest friends. Substance abuse treatment programs, you know, they talk about the same theory when they encourage people to change the people that they spend time with. If you want to grow your business, well, guess what? There are masterminds and groups out there. If you want to exercise more, well, guess what? There's gyms and personal trainers. So to summarize, take small baby steps at first to either change or create new habits for you. Start off easy by spending, you know, maybe 2 minutes trying to build or remove one of those habits. Use commitment devices to help yourself make these little changes. Use accountability partners and contracts, and actually choose habits that you're actually going to enjoy, that you're actually passionate about. And then next, make a plan on how you're actually going to implement the habit itself, and find a way to be around people with habits that, guess what, you want to develop for yourself. So tell me, peeps, what's a habit that you'd actually like to develop? And what's maybe that 2-minute easy version of that habit? What does it look like for you? And who could actually help you become more accountable? How would you actually implement these 4 laws that we just went over? I would love to hear, you know, your thoughts on everything that we just went over, plus maybe some of the habits you're trying to create, as well as some of the other topics that you want us to cover. And you can just put them right there in the comments below. You know the drill, as always. Love you. God bless you. Catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet.
host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.